With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking in Des Moines, President Donald Trump says the tax and spending bill will help American families and farmers.
We will ignite trillions of dollars in economic growth, increase take-home pay for the typical family by more than $10,000 a year. And very importantly for Iowa, this bill rescues over 2 million family farms from the so-called estate tax or the death tax.
President Trump will be signing his big, beautiful bill into law during a 4th of July ceremony. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the fear rural hospitals have with Medicaid cuts in President Trump's big bill.
Ryan Cross with the Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady Hospital System, which serves Louisiana and Mississippi, says the system relies on Medicaid to treat some of the most vulnerable people in the community.
Our hope is that we won't see hospitals close as a result of passing this legislation in the near term. But as we know in the state of Mississippi, there are many rural hospitals that are already on the brink of closure.
Jared Kozin with the Alaska Hospital of Healthcare Association says the cuts will definitely make things harder on the state.
There is no spinning this as if there's a positive thing.
More than 300 hospitals could be at risk for closure under the Republican plan, according to an analysis at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Donna Warder.
And holiday travel on the 4th is breaking records. AAA reporting over 72 million Americans expected to hit the road or fly. Russia launching 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight. It was the largest aerial assault since the war began. The capital, Kyiv, was the primary target. Authorities say one person was killed. At least 26 people, including a child, were injured. Ukrainian air defenses shot down 270 targets. This is SRN News. A Washington State woman beats the YMCA. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Julie Jaman was taking a shower after using the pool at the Olympic Peninsula Y in Port Townsend when a man walked into the dressing room. Jaman complained to the staff, who promptly called the police on her and banned her from the facility for life. She sued, and now the city and the Y have agreed to pay $65,000 in damages and restore her access to the premises. Jaman was represented in court by the Center for American Liberty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a measure that would have required public libraries to keep books promoting the LGBT lifestyle away from small children. He also killed a bill that would have restricted funding for youth homeless shelters. That's if they supported transgender or non-binary identities. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on an explosion at a gas station in Rome.
A gas station explosion early on Friday in southeastern Rome has injured at least 25 people, including 9 police officers and a firefighter, according to local authorities. The explosion was heard across the Italian capital shortly after 8 a.m. local time and sent up a huge cloud of dark smoke and fire that was visible from several areas of the city. Rome prosecutors began a probe into the cause of the explosion, which could be related to a previous gas leak during the unloading phase of liquefied petroleum gas at the station. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korea's military says an unidentified North Korean man crossed the heavily fortified land border separating the two Koreas and is now in custody. Authorities not immediately saying whether they view the incident as a defection attempt. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.